I'm going to stay with schools for a moment here. The high school dropout rate is getting a lot of attention. From President Bush on down, there's growing concern that nobody really knows just how serious the problem is, in part because the data are so unreliable. In Houston, Texas, for example, a scandal over dropout data has forced school officials to come clean, but it will be years before the true scale of the dropout problem becomes public. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
It's 9 a.m. and way out in East Houston, off Interstate 10, Truant Officer Jesus Soria is on his third home visit. Soria, a big man with a boyish face and black jeans and cowboy boots, pulls his black half-ton pickup truck up to a house littered with rusting car parts. A tattered Mexican flag tied to the mailbox waves in the breeze. A middle-aged woman in a bathrobe peers from behind a rickety screen door.
Buenas tardes, señora. Mm-hmm. Soy señor Soria con el Distrito Escolar de Houston. Mm-hmm. ¿Anda buscando Francisco Arredondo?
Está trabajando.
Oh, okay.
Soria writes down everything she says. The woman says her son dropped out of school in December. She says he's working now, but he's planning to enroll in a trade school. He wants to fix car stereos for a living, she says. Soria wants to talk to him. Later, he explains why.
I usually want to hear his side of the story. And honestly, most of these kids are bright kids. I mean, they really are bright kids. When you sit down and talk to them, when I sit down and talk to them and see what they want to do, they can tell you exactly where they messed up in their life. What he did in the past really doesn't matter. It's like, where can I help you from this day on?
On the passenger seat of his truck, his office, Soria stores stacks of folders with detailed records of every student he's been asked to track down.
I would say about 60 or 70% leave for the work because mama and daddy just not making it. And they're tired of seeing these bills on the kitchen table. So they're going to come out and help.
Knowing who and where these students are is the school district's job. In the Houston Public Schools, everybody gets a tracking number the day they enroll. Every high school has a committee that's supposed to know how many students drop out and why. The reasons are codified and filed. How the school district reports that information, though, is a mystery. So I asked Soria.
What's the dropout rate in Houston?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know the dropout rate.
Houston's dropout data has been so unreliable, high schools have been known to report zero dropout rates, even as they shove kids out the door, says Robert Kimball, a former assistant principal at Sharpstown High School.
There was a lot of things that I saw that just were shocking. I had all these students coming to me, and I said, why are you leaving? And they said, because my assistant principal told me I had to leave, I had to withdraw. And says, but for what reason? They said, because I've missed too many classes or because my grades are not too high. And some of these students were 15 and 16 years old.
Kimball says administrators in the Houston Independent School District routinely and knowingly lied about their dropout rates.
But you think HISD investigated it? No.
Kids are still being pushed out, says Kimball. Houston School Superintendent Abelardo Saavedra calls the charge unfounded. As for questionable dropout data, he says that is a big problem.
When a student leaves, you have to code the reason. Now, the codes were sometimes wrong, or many times the documentation required to support the code was not on file. The best way I can describe it was mismanagement of data, quite frankly. They were not managing their data correctly.
After Kimball blew the whistle, state investigators found that 15 high schools in Houston had vastly underreported their dropout rates. Although investigators concluded there'd been no intent to deceive. This school year, the state finally gave Houston a clean bill of health, but it's still unclear how high schools in Houston or anywhere else in Texas are supposed to count dropouts. There's no single policy with which to guide educators, says Steve Amstutz, the principal at Robert E. Lee High School, a school with about 2,100 students.
Dropout rate for us right now is sitting, the last time the state calculated it, at about 13%. Now, I can have a lot of kids disappear and they're not dropouts because there's lots of ways kids can leave and not be considered a dropout. If you're incarcerated, you're not a dropout.
If a student drops out to join the military, he's not a dropout. If he drops out and enrolls in a GED program, he's not a dropout.
If 2,070 students walked out tonight and didn't come back in the morning, we might know where they go if their next school sends us a request for records. If their next school doesn't request it, we won't know. And so a lot of times, we have to code students as whereabouts unknown. We don't know where they went.
It's unsettling, but all too typical, says J.P. Green, a researcher with the Manhattan Institute.
And there are probably some places where it's worse.
Green, who's written extensively about the way schools manipulate dropout data, says only 58% of Houston's ninth graders go on to earn a high school diploma. So the real dropout rate is 42%, says Green, not 25%, as school officials claim.
I think that they are reporting something that's highly inaccurate. In fact, they are claiming that students who really are dropouts were transfers, were students who transferred out.
Green says the federal government has not pressured states to stop putting out bogus dropout data, so we may never know just how serious the problem is, he says. If there's a silver lining in all this, it's that the dropout scandal in Houston has led to a policy that at least tries to entice dropouts back to school with weekend and evening programs for students like Libertad Bazán, 17.
Mi nombre es Libertad Bazán y tengo 17 años.
Libertad and her 16-year-old sister came to Houston a few years ago, but last year they did not attend school at all. Like her mom, Libertad holds down two jobs at a couple of fast food restaurants. The little English she knows, she learned with the help of a tutor at church. Now that she's in night school, Libertad says her English and her job prospects can only get better.
Dicen que lo que más vale en la vida es lo que más cuesta en la vida. Esto vale la pena.
They say that the most valuable things in life require sacrifice, says Libertad. Coming back to school is worth the sacrifice. And I know I'm going to make it.
Lo voy a hacer.
Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.